Mansoor, liar Dick Cheney who destroyed millions of lives declares Donald Trump the greatest threat in U.S. history. By Rebecca Mansoor on August 4, 2022. In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. So says former Vice President Dick Cheney in a campaign ad released Thursday for his daughter's floundering re-election campaign. Cheney bases this assessment on his claim that Trump is a liar. According to Cheney, Trump is a coward and not a real man because a real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. Would a real man lie to the world? That's what Dick Cheney did. As Donald Trump famously stated in 2016 during the Republican debate right before the South Carolina primary, which Trump won, obviously, the war in Iraq was a big, fat mistake. They lied. They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. Emphasis added. Cheney, widely regarded as the brains behind President George W. Bush's disastrous administration, was one of the architects of the Iraq War. Cheney's short-sighted hubristic foreign adventure cost America and our allies dearly in blood and treasure, not to mention the horrors his war inflicted on the Iraqi people. A full reckoning of Dick Cheney's misdeeds is beyond the scope of one article. Did I mention the savage torture of Iraqi prisoners that the Bush-Cheney administration's defense secretary approved, according to the U.S. brigadier general who ran the prison? That alone would take multiple volumes, but let's just consider the big lies. First, the Bush-Cheney administration told us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, WMDs. We were told that Iraq had sought to buy uranium oxide, aka yellow cake. That turned out to be totally bogus. So did all the attempts to tie Saddam Hussein to the 9/11 attacks. Yes, Saddam Hussein was an evil man, but he was no threat to the United States. And we now know that the administration also knew at the time that their WMD intelligence was imprecise. But that didn't stop them from launching an invasion of a country that posed no threat to us. Second, we were told by the Bush-Cheney administration that U.S. forces would be greeted as liberators. The invasion would be, as one giddy neocon put it, a cakewalk. In fact, U.S. fatalities in Iraq totaled 4,598, with another 32,000 injured. Third, we were told by the Bush-Cheney administration, backed up by their neocon cheerleaders, most of whom happened to be the most ardent never-Trumpers, that Operation Iraqi Freedom would touch off a wave of democratization across the Middle East. Instead, it touched off a wave of sectarian fighting, suicide bombings, regional instability, civil wars, migrant crises, and a genocidal ethnic cleansing of ancient Christian communities, such that there are barely any Christians left in the region that gave birth to Christianity. As many as 306,000 civilians and troops died in the Iraq War, and roughly 3 million Iraqis were displaced as refugees. The true scope of the devastation can never be known. Think of all the service members who died because of Cheney's lies. Think of all the veterans who came home forever scarred because of Cheney's lies. Think of all the American children who grew up without fathers or mothers because their parents were serving in a war launched because of Cheney's lies. Think of all the innocent Iraqis who watched their homes destroyed, their country plundered, and their world turned upside down all because of the lies of Dick Cheney and his mini-me George W. Bush. The fallout from their lies will be felt for generations. But Dick Cheney wants us to believe that Donald Trump is a greater threat to our republic than anyone else in all our 246-year history. Sorry, Dick Cheney. If anyone has earned that distinction, it's you. Rebecca Mansoor is senior editor-at-large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansoor.